So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. You know, This is going to be a very interesting day. It is going to be a very interesting program. And we have some pretty unusual dynamics at play right now in our nation's capital. By the way, hello, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Very happy to have you with us today. So we're going to be facing some very interesting dynamics in Washington, especially on Capitol Hill, within the Republican Party right now. And we're going to be talking about this. We'll be opening up the phone lines as well. I know we have a number of members of Congress that are listening to the show today, and many of them are very curious to hear your thoughts on how they should vote. President Trump is calling on the House Republicans to basically suck it up and get this thing through. Even though the Senate pretty much gutted whatever the House put together, cobbled together. And by the way, the House bill was actually, I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't fantastic, but it was a whole lot better than what the Senate did and the Senate parliamentarian. But regardless, President Trump says it doesn't matter. I need this. I want this. And this is how it's going to be. Meanwhile, you've got Elon Musk out there, and Elon is now threatening to primary any Republican who supports President Trump on this BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill. Honestly, I'm not sure that Elon Musk, it's amazing to me how quickly his power just evaporated, because it really wasn't about Elon Musk. This has always been about Donald J. Trump. So my contention has been that Trump should get what Trump wants. But I'm telling you right now, people like Chip Roy, people like Andy Ogles, there are a lot of folks. By the way, Andy Ogles will be joining us tonight on the Newsmax show. There are many who are saying they are no votes. Many are saying they're going to be offering amendments. But Chip Roy, and by the way, President Trump, he's been opposed to the Green New Scam. Well, the Green New Scam is a part of this package. The Senate was, you know, refused to remove it. So the House bill, and hear me on this, the House bill terminated the solar and wind subsidies, terminated the whole battery power subsidy, and repealed the credit transfers. The Senate took all of that out, And that's just a very small component. Chip Roy saying, look, we've got the majority in the Senate. We should have acted like it. And that multiple senators were happy to let the parliamentarian act as a foil to preserve the status quo, because that's really what's going on here. So my question to you is very simple. Do you want House Republicans to stand up to the Senate here, even if it means standing against President Trump? Now, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Curious to hear your thoughts on this, folks, as we go through the show today and as we watch the vote, which could happen sometime this evening. Now, keep in mind, Trump wants all of this done. He wants it wrapped up so he can sign the bill on or before July the 4th. So we will keep you updated on how all of this plays out. We're going to be talking to Congressman Mike Collins. He's going to drop by out of Georgia. Also, Congressman John Rose from Tennessee is going to be joining us as well. Lee Greenwood is here, and he's got a huge celebration coming up for Independence Day, and that's going to be a fun conversation. Liz Peek from Fox News. We are jam-packed today, folks, and it's going to be a lot of fun as we meander through these next several hours. But I'm telling you that it is a mess right now. By the way, there was a lot of controversy yesterday, and I was not aware of this until my feed sort of blew up, but apparently there were severe storms, there were issues at airports, and many, 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 many members of Congress are now stranded across the country, and they're having to rent vans and cars, and they're trying to make a beeline back to Washington for the vote. My question is very simple here, and I mean no disrespect, but why were you people not in Washington in the first place? I mean, you knew that all of this was going to happen, right? You knew that. You knew you had a vote. What is it with these members of Congress? I'm talking about both parties here. What is it with these people? We paid them over $174,000 for their butts to be in Washington, D.C. to do the business of the people. And what are they doing? Well, Todd, it's the annual Kumquat Festival, and I have to march in the Kumquat Parade. No, you don't. This is not about kumquats. This is not about sausage queens. This is not about anything to do with that. This is all about putting your butt in the seats on Capitol Hill. And by the way, where were all of you Republican senators when they were reading the 900-page BBB? Where were you? How many times have we heard the Republicans whining and moaning about the fact that they never got to read any legislation? What is it that Nancy Pelosi said?
Well, you got to pass it to know what's in it. That's what you got to do. You got to pass it. And then you can,
no. How many times? We've been campaigning on this. Every single member of the U.S. Senate should have been forced to sit butt in chair and listen to what they were voting on. Because I guarantee you that 90% of the people in the U.S. Senate, and I may be lowballing it here, 90% of the people of the U.S. Senate have not read the BBB. They don't know what's in it. They have no idea what's in it. So all that to say, I appreciate the fact that you're having to drive, 1,000 miles overnight without any stops. I mean, you're having to drive all the way through. You can't even stop at the Buc-ee's because you got to get back to vote. But why were you not in Washington? Congress is still in session, ladies and gentlemen, right? I mean, the last time I checked it was. So I'm just saying. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go right to the phones because this really is about you, the voters today, ladies and gentlemen. We will start our day in Clear Lake City, Texas. Patriot 920 is our great radio affiliate there in the Houston area. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I totally agree with you. President Trump should get whatever he wants. But again, we have a one-party system. It's the uniparty. The parliamentarians should have been kicked out back in 2016. The fact that John Thune won't do it now clearly shows that everything that's being torn out, put in, argued over, battled over, they're just doing the business of their donor. They're doing the business of the people who's keeping them in office. They're puppets. They're not looking out for the American people. And the battle over this bill clearly shows they are in it for themselves, not us.
You know, Mike, it's a good point you bring up because John Thune, the majority leader, and a good guy, but he is cut from the same cloth as Mitch McConnell. I mean, he really is. And he does not have the stomach for a fight at all, which is why they're using the parliamentarian for cover. And we talked about this on the show yesterday. I just find that to be one of the worst illustrations of political cowardice I have ever seen. I just don't understand that.
Well, why do the Republicans, whenever we're the majority party, why do they never go on the offensive and get things done? I mean, it's like somebody on your show a while back said, when the Democrats are elected, they're in power. When the Republicans are elected, they're just in office.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that question for you, Mike. The reality is up until the revolution back when Newt Gingrich, Speaker Newt, he became what the first Republican House Speaker in what 40 something years. So the fact of the matter is Republicans just do not have a lot of experience in leadership. They're always the opposition party. So they really struggle. And I think that's one of the reasons why is they just don't know what to do with the power. I will tell you this. If the Democrats were in charge right now, they would be ramming every piece of legislation that their Democrat president wanted right through Congress. No questions asked. No debate. Everybody would have been on board. And that is simply not what the Republicans are doing here.
Well, the argument I would have against what you just said is most of these guys come from the private sector. They're accomplished in their own right. People like Rand Paul has been in office for decades, you know, Ted Cruz, you know, so on and so forth. How can they not understand the power that they have? I mean, they didn't just, you know, fall off the turnip truck yesterday.
Well, that's true. And the other component of this is something called the K Street lobbyist. And a lot of these Republicans are getting big, big money from the lobbyist. They're getting big money from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they are in the back pocket of big business. And big business is not on the side of the American working man. You know, right now, Mike, we're dealing with a really unique dynamic. I mean, it's working within the party. But that dynamic is that you've got a lot of blue-collar workers that have now become Republicans. And I think the argument could be made that the populists have taken over the Republican Party. And there is eventually there will be a big war over that, because there will be conservative ideals that clash with whatever the populist ideals of the day are. So it's an interesting dynamic. But right now, the Democrat Party, they're getting a lot of the attention because they have been completely overrun by the communists. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Mike, I've got to run, but I think it's a good point you bring up that we, in actuality, as far as the function of what happens in Congress, we really do have a one-party system right now. You think Nancy Pelosi would be putting up with any of this nonsense? Of course not. So we need that speaker to wield his gavel. And if that means knocking a couple of Republicans upside the head to get them to do the right thing here, well, that's what we're going to have. All right, we're going to take a break. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great, they feel great, and that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. You know, it's interesting. Scott Jennings over on CNN last night really illustrated what's going on with Medicaid. By the way, 1.4 million illegals will be allowed to remain on Medicaid as a result of the Senate version of the BBB. Here is Scott Jennings last night. Cut number three, please.
On the Medicaid piece, though, there's obviously going to be a big debate about this. I mean, there are like almost 5 million able-bodied people on Medicaid who simply choose not to work. They spend 6 hours a day socializing and watching television. And if you can't get off grandma's couch and work, I don't want to pay for your welfare.
I don't know where you're getting those numbers.
CBO says there are
5 million Americans who are sitting on their couch watching television.
This kicks 17 million people off of.
False.
The numbers that we have, Senate version, 11.8 million people left uninsured by 2034. The House version is 10.9 million. So the Senate version is a little bit more aggressive.
Well, the fact of the matter is that we've got over 300 million people that live in the nation. Well over 70 million of those people are allegedly unable to go to work, unable to do a job. So they're literally sitting in their lazy boy recliners watching cable TV. I mean, that's ultimately what we're talking about here. And President Trump is trying to clean up all of the grift and the corruption in Medicaid. By the way, and it's not just Medicaid. I mean, we're talking about the food stamp program, all of it. So when you hear the Democrats talking about all these poor people that are going to be knocked off of these government-funded, taxpayer-funded programs, it's simply not true. These are very bad people who are taking advantage of the system. If you really need Medicaid, you're still going to have Medicaid. If you really need food stamps, guess what? You're still going to have food stamps. I mean, it really is that simple. Oh, by the way, this is really fascinating. President Trump declaring war on Zohran Mamdani. He is the guy running for mayor in New York City, the Muslim socialist. Anyway, Mamdani is saying, if I become mayor, we're not going to allow ICE to round up any illegals at all in New York City. And here's what President Trump had to say about that. Cut number one.
Zohran Mamdani, who in his nomination speech said he will defy ICE and will not allow ICE to arrest criminal aliens in New York City. Your message to communist Zohran Mamdani?
Well, then we'll have to arrest him. Look, we don't need a communist in this country, but if we have one, I'm going to be watching over him very carefully on behalf of the nation. We send him money. We send him all the things that he needs to run a government. And by the way, they get about three times what you get, Ron. If you look at the per capita, Florida gets one third of what New York gets in terms of the numbers. Why don't you give us those numbers?
Yeah, well,
that's what we should send him.
Yeah, well, like sometimes people say Florida gets more because they count Social Security recipients, but that's not money to the state. Those are seniors that live here. If they move to North Carolina, you could count it there. So it has no interaction with the state government. They get more in the city and state governments than we get.
Right, substantially. We're going to be watching that very carefully, and a lot of people are saying he's here illegally. He's, we're going to look at everything. He's going to turn out to be much less than a communist. But right now, he's a communist. That's not a socialist. You know, I've always said, we will not have socialism in this country. In the speeches, I said, well, what? They skipped socialism. And you get a lot of them like that.
So look, you just heard what the president said. The New York Times literally turned that around and said that Trump was calling Mamdani an illegal alien. That is not what the president said. The president said people are saying that, and they're going to be looking into it. As well he should. But again, I am still confused over how a guy who is 33 years old has been here as a naturalized citizen for 7 years, and now he's about to become the first Muslim mayor of New York City. That's insanity, just insanity. We're going to be looking, and I don't blame the president. I think we ought to look into this guy. By the way, Mamdani claims he's this man of the people, this guy, that he's a working class stiff. This guy lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion, but he went to college, and hear me on this, he went to college at Bowdoin College, where room and board and tuition is nearly $100,000 a year. And this is the guy that was videoed eating the rice and the porridge with his hands, not using utensils. I got one question. I want to know if this guy, when he was at Bowdoin College, in the cafeteria, was he eating his scrambled eggs and oatmeal with a fork, or was he using his fingers? I want to know. I want to know, ladies and gentlemen. All right, got to hang tight here. We've got Lee Greenwood coming up. Your calls as well, 901-260-5926. That number again, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
With the American Express Platinum Card, you can unlock over $1,500 in value annually with statement credits on select purchases and other benefits. So you can access more jet setting
and more resetting.
And downward dog.
Learn more at americanexpress.com/US/explore-platinum. Terms apply.
All right, coming up later tonight on Newsmax 2 on the Todd Stern Show, we have a very special guest. We have a jam-packed show. Congressman Andy Ogles is going to be joining us. Also, Lee Greenwood is going to be joining us on TV later tonight. That's 5 o'clock Eastern. But right now, we have a sneak preview. On our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now is our good friend, Lee Greenwood. Lee, hope you're doing well today.
Man, I'm doing really great. Thanks, Todd. Great to talk to you today in preview for the show this evening. And, of course, I will hit the plane tomorrow heading for Iowa to be with the president at the Iowa State Fair.
There's a lot to talk about. And, of course, this is all about America 250, kicking it off in Des Moines, Iowa at the State Fair. You're going to be there. Lee, I can't think of a better place in the heartland of the country to kick off this great 250th birthday celebration.
You know, we were just in Indiana with one of our shows. We're still touring the country, and we had an outdoor show, and I was looking at fields of corn. And you won't have any less corn in Iowa, but it won't be corny, I promise. We are looking forward to kicking off one-year celebration for 250, not to ignore 249 of the great republic, the United States of America, but we look forward to 250. This is going to be wonderful. President Trump will still be in office for another couple of years, and we're looking forward to having a greater America with much more prosperity.
You know, Lee, there was a new survey out, patriotism at an all-time high. I think Republicans, more than anybody else, according to the poll, over 98% of Republicans are just so excited about the direction that the country is going in. I mean, you're out there, you're on the road, you're doing tours, you're meeting people. Are you sensing that? Are you feeling that out there?
We have a local high school that actually you contribute to their band program, and they put a flag in every holiday of any holiday in your front yard. My whole neighborhood is like that. Every neighborhood I've been in the past year or so, every small neighborhood that we've been in, where we go through there on through some small neighborhood in order to the venue to get to the Performing Arts Center or to a show outdoors, there are flags everywhere. I think the highest level of patriotism I've seen for an awful long time.
It's really remarkable. And of course, we base our national show here in Memphis over in the western part of Tennessee. And I'm telling you, everywhere I go, I see American flags. People are just, they're excited to be America. And I got to tell you something, Lee. Donald Trump, if nothing else, he has made it okay to be patriotic again. And I really respect that.
Well, you know, he grew up in New York. I grew up in Sacramento, California. But we have similar views about the country, believe me. A love for the military. Everybody should have a fair shot at having a great living, and give everybody a hand up if they need it. That's his mantra. He's artistic. I, as appointed to the Kennedy Center as a new trustee by the president for my second term there, he is adamant about making the performance venue of the Kennedy Center what it always has been. So you can see his love for the art. And as far as my music goes, I am thrilled to be able to contribute to the president's opinion about our country. He's a conservative, he is a patriot, and he is a Christian. And I know you saw that over years past when he was running for re-election, as we were both having viewed the God Bless USA Bible, which we have out now. With a new patriotic edition.
And that was our next topic. By the way, we have Lee Greenwood on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Lee, I got to brag on you for a minute. So my brand new book came out just a couple of weeks ago. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots.
Love it.
And one, I actually wrote about you and the God Bless the USA Bible. And, you know, President Trump, he called all that flack for promoting the Bible. But, Lee, I got to tell you, I think what they were really upset with is what Trump said in that video when he said, if we really want to make America great again, we got to read the Bible again. We got to pray again as a nation. And that's why I, you know, I'm really excited about this beautiful God Bless the USA Bible that you guys have.
All right, let's go back to the Mayflower. Let's go back to the first pilgrims that landed there in Plymouth Rock. And there is a statue not far from the shore. It is a Statue of Liberty. And it's a smaller one, of course, than the ones to New York that is in the harbor that the French gave us for saving their country. And the Statue of Liberty has her finger pointed toward the sky, meaning God. Her foot is on the Bible. And all of the people who came from England or wherever they came from on the Mayflower, but primarily British, they came with their Bibles. And they wanted the rest of the people to know who would ever land there at Plymouth Rock that they were bringing religious with them. They weren't running from religion. They were running from the King of England who was telling them how to preach and what God to follow. And so when the president said, I'm a Christian and we need more religion in this country, he's just referring to history.
That's it.
We are a religious nation, and we need to keep thinking about that as we vote people in office.
And Lee, you've got this very special Patriot edition of the God Bless the USA Bible. Only 1,000 copies, from what I understand, are available at GodBlessTheUSABible.com. Tell us about this Patriot edition.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I almost forgot that. They only made 1,000 of these. It's the original King James Holy Bible. And as we first started promoting this, we put the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Pledge of Allegiance in the rear of the Bible with a little note section as well. There's a page in the front where you can dedicate it to someone. So if people want to have this, let me read the very front cover. It says, we are one people united by a common destiny and a shared purpose to love one another and to love the United States of America. You need to have this Patriot Edition. It is red and blue, and the writing is in white. So if you go to my website, LeeGreenwood.com, or GodBlessTheUSABible.com, that's God Bless the USA Bible, that's the name of my song, and Bible.com, get one of these and give it to someone. It's so beautiful. There's only 1,000 of them. They'll be gone tomorrow.
It really is a beautiful Bible. I actually had the original God Bless USA Bible, and if I may take a liberty here, Lee, it pairs well with the Star-Spangled Blessing Devotion book. Just want to throw that out there. Folks, gotta get a copy of this, and like Lee said, only 1,000 copies. Lee, I'm sitting here just a couple of weeks ago, and I get mail from I got a package from Lee Greenwood. I'm like, what in the world? Lee Greenwood sent me something. I open up this box, and there is a beautiful rendition of Mount Rushmore with President Trump's head among all the great presidents, Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, I'm proud to send you that. I'll see if we can get more of that for you. You're a great friend, and you've always been a great friend. And when I do media, I'm always curious about what people are going to ask me and why they would pick on me. Because even though I stand next to this president, I've stood next to many presidents. I've sang for 10 presidents on both sides of the aisle. And it gives me sort of a chance to be a simple civilian American rather than a Christian politician, because I'm not. I'm a conservative Christian, and I'm proud to say that.
Yeah.
And that's why we have no remorse about promoting this Bible. God Bless the USA.
I love it. Well, by the way, you have been validated, because there's a CNN survey that just came out yesterday, and they said that Donald Trump, among Republicans, is the greatest Republican president in history. So, and I really do believe that. When you step back and look at all of his great policies, and I'm a Reagan guy. I was a kid when Reagan was president, and I love Ronald Reagan. But when you see what Donald Trump is doing, this really transcends modern politics, and it's just a remarkable thing to see.
Nobody like him. And when he had the MAGA hat, it's like that drove the left crazy. You know, what's wrong with Make America Great Again? I mean, you know, it's like, because we were great at one time. Mm-hmm. We were very affluent. And I was just in the Middle East with the president. We were in Qatar. I sang for him and the emir. And I looked around at all the opulence and the beautiful buildings. They had the World Cup there in 2022. And they made that city and that country, just like Dubai and the Emirates, just beautiful. And the only way they could do that is because, you know what, Todd? They got oil. And so do we. And we could be wealthy and great again as well, because why shouldn't we use the same oil they're using to be wealthy? I don't understand why we wouldn't drill because they're drilling.
No, exactly. I mean, it's a great point. Lee, we're going to have to leave it there. But again, folks, go to GodBlessTheUSABible.com. That's GodBlessTheUSABible.com. Only 1,000 copies left of this very special Patriot edition of the God Bless the USA Bible. You're going to love it. It's really... it's a wonderful, wonderful Bible. Well, Lee, look, safe travels. We look forward to seeing you in Des Moines. That is going to be a fun event as we kick off America 250.
Thank you, Todd. I'll talk to you later tonight.
All right. Good man, ladies and gentlemen, Lee Greenwood. And you'll be able to see Lee later tonight on my Newsmax show. That's going to be a blast. So there you go. I do have the God Bless USA Bible. And it does pair well with the Star Spangled Blessings devotion book. But let me tell you something. This really cool sculpture of Mount Rushmore with Trump's face on it, it looks great. And I think I'd like to see President Trump's face up there on Mount Rushmore. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, speaking of Newsmax, of course, the huge news this year going public on the New York Stock Exchange, millions of people just like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated news channel just behind CNN. We are one of the top news brands in America. That's according to Reuters. 40 million Americans by last count now go to Newsmax for our shows. So I want to encourage you to download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV. Start watching today. President Trump, he's a big fan of Newsmax, and you should be too. Get the free Newsmax app. Check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. You can do that by going to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, and I just posted those links for Lee Greenwood over on the YouTube live stream. So if you want to go to the YouTube, just search for Todd Starn Show, and you'll see us live there. By the way, you can also leave us a comment, and we love chatting with our listeners. We've got folks watching us on Rumble, Getter, YouTube, and Facebook Live. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Charles on the line. Hey, Charles, what's going on today?
Hey, Todd. Happy 4th, early 4th. Todd, this big, beautiful bill that they're debating right now in the House, I've got to tell you, it doesn't even resemble what they originally passed after the Senate got their hands on it. And I'm not really totally on board with it, you know, with what the Senate parliamentarians done with all the additional spending, the Green New Deal subsidies, and this isn't what I voted for, and I know it's not what a lot of people voted for. And I don't know who chose some arbitrary deadline. Maybe it was President Trump to get it done by the 4th, but I would rather be right than be on time. And I think they probably just need to go back to the drawing board. And the president needs to have the House and Senate just stay in session all through July and August and make them do their job. I always had some concerns that how can you get everything in one big bill? It's kind of like trying to eat your salad, your entree, and your dessert at the same time. Maybe what they should try to do is extend these tax credits. Tax cuts, the no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime. No tax on Social Security. Do that in one package, and then come back with spending cuts later. But this just may be a bridge too far. But the big beautiful bill is not what it was when it first started out.
You know, here's the thing, Charles. Here's the thing. We are sort of talking about arbitrary deadlines. I think for the optics of it all, the president wanted to be able to sign it on July 4th. But the tax cuts, they don't expire until the end of the year. So we have until, you know, December 31st on the tax cuts. I think the bigger problem was we put way too much in this big, beautiful bill, and it got bogged down. Now, I will say this, that the president is going to be he's going to be twisting some arms over this. There's a photo of Congressman Andy Ogles from Tennessee about to go into the White House, and he's talking about the big, beautiful bill. Ogles wants to introduce an amendment that would delete their dud, what he called their dud bill, and replace it with the House bill that they passed a few weeks ago. So would you have a problem with that?
No. I think that's what they should do. I think that's they need to do that and kick it back to the Senate and then let the Senate vote no on this if that's what they want to do. And then hang that around any Republican that votes against it, hanging around their necks. And the Democrats is the ones that killed it. But no, they need to go back and put those things that the House originally had in that bill and then send that back to the Senate. I think that would be the first step. But if not, if that doesn't work, Todd, rather than sign a bad bill just for the sake of meeting an arbitrary deadline, I think they need to come back and just go back to the drawing board and get it right. I would rather see them do that. I'm not concerned about a deadline.
Yeah.
Like you said, we've got to the end of the year for tax cuts.
No, we do, and you're right. I want to get this right. I don't want to go back, and I don't want to fund the – look, and Trump said that he doesn't want to fund the new green scam, the Green New scam. So why would we want that in the package? So the House did a pretty decent job of teeing all of this up, and it was the Senate that went in with their parliamentarian and gutted all of this.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
And why John Thune did not fire that parliamentarian, I have no idea. Like you said, Todd, he's just he's a carbon copy of Mitch McConnell. And you can't allow an unelected somebody like that hold the whole Senate and the country hostage. That's not democracy. That's not a constitutional republic.
No, it's not. Charles, real quick, 20 seconds. What do you think about Laura Trump? President Trump says that's his first pick for you guys. Next senator, North Carolina.
I think she would be a very formidable candidate here in North Carolina. There's some other great candidates as well. I like this Don Brown, and there's a whole array of them. I don't know. I think it's a little bit early, too early to tell right now. One thing about Laura Trump, she does not live in North Carolina, and even though that's President Trump's daughter-in-law, I think that may be a problem with some people, the fact that she doesn't have residence here.
All right. Good stuff. Charles, got to run, my friend. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Wayne. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I respect a lot what the last caller was saying, and it makes pretty good sense. But I think at this point, with the slimmest of margins that we have, the guy I listened to was Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich basically said, with this slim majority, we got to pass now. And to mess with it any further is probably going to turn somebody off on the Senate later. So I think we ought to, you know, we're at the best compromise we could get. That's what Newt says as well. Says we're not going to get any better at this point. We just take what we got and address the rest later.
Wayne, and that very well may be what they end up doing. President Trump can be mighty persuasive behind closed doors. We will see how all this plays out. I think at the end of the day, if the House Freedom Caucus goes along with this, those guys are going to have a big problem, you know, going back to their base and again, defending the idea that they're fiscal conservatives. Because whatever you want to say about this package, it is not fiscally conservative. I'll say that. Wayne, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Folks, got to take a quick break. Coming up, Congressman Michael Collins from Georgia. 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Sorry, I was looking for the emoji button on my iPhone. I can't find it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. It is a breaking news day as Congress gets ready to vote on the president's BBB. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend from the great state of Georgia, Congressman Michael Collins. Congressman, hope you're doing good today, and I know you're a super busy guy, but thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Hey, Todd, man, if you're not doing good today, I don't know what'll make you do good.
I love it.
Hey, I was saying, if you're not doing good today, I don't know anything that will make you do good. This is a historical day. It is an honor to be up here. It is a privilege, and I look forward to helping pass this big, beautiful bill and get this place back on track.
And Congressman, I'm glad you said historical and not hysterical, because there are some within our own party that are a little concerned. They're wanting to toss in amendments, and many of them are saying they're outright voting no. Where are things standing right now? What's the buzz? What are you hearing?
Well, I'm not hearing any of that. We're going to pass this thing. You know, we've talked about it and talked about it. This is a great piece of...
Yeah. You know what, Congressman, we're going to put you on hold real quick, and we're going to try to get all this worked out. My apologies. But, folks, we'll try to get back to the congressman. Guys, just let me know when we've got him reestablished. But, again, Congressman Collins, among the Republicans who are supporting President Trump's BBB, we are anticipating a vote possibly this afternoon. And so there's a lot of debate happening right now. Mike Collins, one of those who's pretty bullish about the president's chances here to get this thing through so he can sign it on the 4th of July. Meanwhile, there are many others in the House Freedom Caucus who are opposed to the BBB. Congressman Andy Ogles, who will be with us tonight on Newsmax, has offered an amendment to force the Senate to approve of the original House version. We also want to hear from you as well. What do you want to see the lawmakers do? Are you tired of all of this? Do you just want to say, we know it doesn't accomplish everything we wanted, but we got to get it through? We've got to give this win to the president. Give us a call, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926, and we want to hear from you. Now, coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Congressman John Rose. Also, Liz Peek is expected to join us from Fox News Channel as well. All right, I think we've reestablished contact with the congressman. And Congressman, to pick up where we left off, what is the mood, and are you guys bullish about giving the president a win today?
We're going to give the president the win today. This is an incredible piece of legislation. You know, Todd, the way I look at this thing, and I tell people all the time, I was in the private sector during the first Trump administration. I know what these tax policies do from that side of the ledger. I know what they did for my business, my community, state. I could see it all over the country. It's one of the main things that I ran on. And these tax policies need to be made permanent for the small businesses across the country that are sitting out there waiting to see what their taxes are going to look like for the next, not just 3 years, 4 years, but we're going to make these things permanent so that small businesses can plan on growth or whatever they want to do. But at least they have some certainty in what taxes are going to look like. You do that, and you couple that with the fact that this piece of legislation just unleashes the American dominance on energy. And that tackles inflation and gets inflation down. This administration is also out there reducing regulations. But those three things, when you combine them together, man, this place will start humming like a sewing machine once we get this thing signed into law.
Congressman Mike Collins joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. The House Freedom Caucus, I know Andy Ogles is wanting to introduce an amendment that would make the Senate vote on the original House version. I mean, what you guys originally came up with is a great piece of legislation. Were you disappointed to see the changes the Senate made to it?
You know, people are going to change things, and as long as you can get the majority, I'd say there's not but maybe 2 or 3 percentage points difference in what they proposed and what we proposed here in the House. The only thing that I was a little disappointed in was the Firearms Act, you know, not repealing the tax on that. But otherwise, look, the end of the day, Todd, this is a tax policy piece of legislation that needs to be passed. Small businesses are sitting out there waiting. They're not going to do anything. And the last thing we need to do is say run the same play that we ran in 2017 where we said, well, you know, we've got to the end of the year to do tax policy. Well, you know what happened the last time around? We got our lunch handed to us in the midterms. We need to get these tax policies done so that the American people understand where they stand and get the economy rolling again. Then you can tackle some of this other stuff. But this is a very good bill.
All right. Well, Congressman, what's the TikTok here? When are you guys expecting to vote on this?
Well, we're going to vote. We're voting to end debate on the rule and start debate on the actual bill there. That's what we're voting on right now. And then I don't know what the rules were. I imagine it was an hour debate on the bill itself. And we'll go from there into voting and passing this thing, good Lord willing, before 3 o'clock this afternoon.
All right.
Well, thing in the books.
Yeah, we will be watching. Congressman, also have to say happy birthday to you as well. That was an exciting bit of news we learned. So happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I'm telling people this. I couldn't think of anything better to do on my birthday than to have the opportunity to help vote in this historic piece of legislation. Todd, you say it all the time. This is common sense, people. This is a common sense bill that will help not only just change the trajectory of this country for the next few years, but I'm talking about for generations to come. And it will make such an impact on this economy and on future generations that it's an honor to be up here and to be able to do this.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. I do hope there is something else planned, at least cake. I mean, I hear you. It's a great birthday gift, but, you know, cake would be good, too.
That could be good, too.
All right. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. I know you're a busy man. We certainly appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you. See you later.
All right. There you go, Congressman Mike Collins out of Georgia. He is having a birthday today, and he is very bullish about the BBB. And like he said, by later this afternoon, just before our Newsmax TV show, we should have a vote on all of this. All right, we have got to take a quick break here, folks, and pay some bills. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Folks, I've got to tell you about our friends and brand new partners at the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. They are the conservative alternative to AARP, and you got to check them out. They are literally fighting every single day to protect the principles that make this nation great. And here's the best part. This is not just for seniors. That's right. As a matter of fact, our good buddy Connor from Boston, who calls in every now and again, it doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80, AMAC is for any American who loves the country and wants to see it protected for generations to come. It's just a few bucks a year, and you're going to get an outstanding magazine, you're going to get exclusive discounts, and also very helpful resources, and most importantly, you're going to be part of a growing patriotic community that refuses to back down. So do your part. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac, amac.us/starns right now, and join the fight to keep America strong. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So very happy to have you with us. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Fort Myers, Florida, Barry is listening to us. Hi, Barry. What's going on? What's on your mind?
The thing that bothers me about all of this bill and all the basically suspending, we have a ticking time bomb that's very serious. This is not a joke. I know. We keep putting it off, and that's the debt that this country has. I haven't heard anybody start discussing how they're going to lower the debt. They're just adding more to the debt. It's like passing on to the next president. But the American people are going to have to deal with that, and it's so serious. It's not even a joke. At one point, we're going to blow ourselves right out economically. It frightens me. That actually is frightening me.
Well, Barry, one of the concerns that Republicans or conservatives have, fiscal conservatives, is that the BBB does, in fact, add $4 trillion to the deficit. The president's argument is, well, we're going to be, you know, this is going to explode the economy. Things are going to be great. And all of these programs are going to be paid for. And we're going to have the resources to do that. Are you buying that explanation, that argument?
Well, I like Trump a lot. And he's a very smart guy. And he's been right so many times. Absolutely. I may not know all the facts. And maybe that's why I'm having a problem. But I'd like someone to specifically talk about the debt and how it's going to be lowered. I know he's talking about the economy growing, many, many more jobs. That means a lot more taxes going to federal government. He's also going to get the money from the foreign countries. But that has to be directed. That has to be directed towards lowering this debt. I love the fact that he's doing the Social Security, no tax on Social Security, no tax on tips. And all of that is great, but I'd like to see, I'd like to see more cutting out of the federal government. Government was never supposed to be the size it is. It's crazy that it has grown so overwhelmingly out of control. But that debt scares me. It actually really frightens me for my children and my grandchildren. I'll tell you the truth. They're going to live with that.
And Barry, look, it's understandable, and you're very right to be concerned. And the reality is, yeah, this is what the president wants. I will say this, that the other side is absolutely correct that it doesn't. And the other side, I'm talking about the Republicans, and they're right to be concerned as well. But the president's basically saying, trust me on this. And so we're going to, you know, I'm willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt. So, Barry, I thank you for the call. And it is a very valid concern that you have. Trump, by the way, saying this is no longer the House bill. This is no longer the Senate bill. It's everybody's bill. Writing on Truth Social, he says there's so much to be proud of. Everyone got a major policy win. But the biggest winner is going to be the American people. We're going to have the permanently lower taxes, higher wages, take-home pay, secure borders, and a stronger, more powerful military. So the president is looking at it from that vantage point. So Breitbart saying that the legislation manages to include almost every campaign promise Trump made on his march through those seven swing states. And that is true. That is true. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, have you gotten a copy of my brand new book? It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. It is the perfect book for the upcoming 250th birthday celebration of America. We're about to have a year-long celebration of America leading up to the 250th. And I want you to get a copy of this book. Get one for family and friends. They make wonderful, wonderful little gift books. And we're going to give you an opportunity to win one right now. We're going to be throwing out some Independence Day, 4th of July trivia this hour and next hour. And here is the first question. And this one is, it could be a little tricky. But we want you to tell us the number one food that people consume on the 4th of July. The number one food item that Americans consume on the 4th of July. If you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is not subjective. They've actually done an official study. I'm amazed by this. But we can tell you definitively the number one food item that Americans consume on July 4th. 901-260-5926, and we will be taking your calls on that. I was not surprised. Well, maybe just a smidge surprised. I had another food item in mind, but we'll be taking your calls on that. All right, let's go to Rita in Statesville, North Carolina, wants to weigh in on the debt ceiling. Rita, your thoughts? You have concerns. You heard the caller from Florida.
Yes, I did, and I share his concerns, and I'm not an economist, even though I do trust Donald Trump's instincts. I have a possible, and you may have to help me say it correctly, that the debt ceiling is getting raised, and other things are being decreased in debt, and there is income coming in from other new sources, such as the tariffs and the entrances to the country, like the $5 million card and our energy independence and opening our economy and taxes and more people working and doing. I think there's somewhere in there, there is a balance that even though one thing went up, the other keeps it level or going down.
And that's what the president, is saying. And of course, the biggest issue, though, is making sure these tax cuts are permanent. Otherwise, we're all hosed, Rita. So that was the president's big concern. But again, we have time. But the president wanted to get this done by July 4th. And I get that. But we do have time in the event things go south today. And I'm not sure. I think the president's going to get what he wants here.
I hope so, and I do believe that there is some sort of a balancing act that, through his art of thinking, will lower what we owe over periods of years.
Rita, it's a fair point, and again, we have got to get our house in order. It really frustrates me, Rita. I don't know about you, but I know how much money I have to work with every month. I have a budget based on that. And if I don't have enough for one particular month, maybe I've got to pay a bill or something. Guess what? I may not be able to go out to a nice dinner as a result of that. So, you know, we've got to balance our budgets. I don't understand why Congress can't balance theirs.
Just wish our Congress and our Senate would vote on bills separately and not in one big package.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rita. And that, I think ultimately that's been the big concern here, is maybe some of this stuff should have been separated out. But the president was taking a gamble here that he would be able to get everything through. We shall see. Rita, thank you for that call. All right. Phone lines lighting up for today's trivia question. Let's go to the lovely Evelyn in Georgia. All right, Evelyn, the question, what is it that the number one food that Americans eat on July 4th. What is it, Evelyn?
Well, I think it may be tricky, like you said, but I think it's barbecue.
Oh, no. No, Evelyn. Good try, though. It is not barbecue. But if you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. The most popular food on Independence Day. Get you a copy of my brand new book. We'll be right back, America. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right away to the phones and say hello to Heather in Tennessee. And Heather, we appreciate you calling in. What part of Tennessee, Heather?
Dyersburg.
Well, all right. That's a fine area of the country. So, Heather, here's the question. And if you get this correct, you'll be winning a copy of my brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. We're talking about the most popular food item. What is the thing that Americans consume the most of on the 4th of July? What is it, Heather?
Gotta be a hot dog.
Yeah, that's right, Heather. Congratulations. You're right. It has to be a hot dog, right?
Yes, sir.
Heather, you ready for this? 150 million hot dogs are consumed on the 4th of July. Can you believe that?
Absolutely.
That's a lot of hot dogs. That, by the way, that is according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which apparently is a real thing. Well, Heather, Yeah, congratulations, Heather. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information, and we're going to send you a signed copy of my brand-new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And let's head over to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend Liz Peek. Liz, hope you're doing well today.
I am. I'm in the ramp-up to the 4th of July, one of my favorite times of the year. Thank you.
Now, I'm just curious, what does a 4th of July celebration look like around the Peak household?
Well, thankfully, we're in Nantucket, which is a very patriotic community. That is to say, houses already have flags up and bunting and so forth. But the day starts with a big parade. In our little tiny village where we are, bikes and kids and wagons and a big old fire wagon that's sort of a relic, but it's all decked out for the 4th. And then we'll have a big family get together. So probably pretty typical and honestly just great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We do fireworks here in the Mid-South, in the Memphis area, and I love how our cities sort of stagger them. So we've got one tonight, tomorrow, and then, of course, the big one on the 4th of July. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love that.
In the meantime, Liz, a lot of fireworks of another kind up on Capitol Hill right now. And curious, how do you think things are going to play out today?
Well, look, I mean, let's kind of go back to the basics here. This bill, the big, beautiful bill, has got to pass. I think everyone understands that, right? So all this last-minute posturing and attempts to kind of block the bill, nobody is serious about that. So you can't really take terribly seriously their complaints. Look, there's a faction that thinks that our deficits and debts are still going to be way too high. I agree with that. And yet there's an equally loud faction, even quite a few Republicans saying, well, you can't cut Medicaid because, oh my gosh, how horrible for the people who shouldn't be, by the way, on Medicaid to no longer get Medicaid. So obviously it's a juggling act. Obviously the president has got to come in and knock some heads together to get this thing to pass. Will it pass ultimately? Yeah, it will. And I'm not sure it's going to be exactly as the Senate handed it down. There maybe have to be another round of negotiations, but I hope not, because we really, and by the way, as somebody said on Twitter not long ago, this doesn't have to be the only bill that Congress addresses for a year. I mean, guess what? Their job is to pass bills. So if they want to do more rescissions bills, which is when you take amounts of money that have already been allocated and agreed to by Congress and rescind them, take them back, which they already have done with $9 billion worth of spending, then they should do that. And I am quite sure that there are other places where Congress, the House can get together and decide that, you know what, we don't need to spend this much money on XYZ. And by the way, the parliamentarian has taken out of the bill, as you know, Todd, a lot of things which might fall under a rescissions kind of approach. And so I don't think anyone, including the people posturing so hard about the bill being too leaving debts too intact, et cetera, should forget that that's just the first thing. But what it does is extend the tax cuts and also offer some Americans new tax cuts. There isn't any question we have to do that, that we have to extend the 2017 tax cuts. And frankly, I think at some point the Democrats are going to look unbelievably stupid for having voted against that.
Oh, no doubt about that. Liz Peek, by the way, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You know, Liz, I've been following the New York City mayor's race. I know you have as well. This is insane. I am so glad you picked up on something that I noticed as well. And this is not getting a lot of attention, but it ought to, because Mamdani is on video saying that the government needs to seize the means of production. That is a pretty radical statement.
Well, it is no more radical than his entire political premise, which is that the state is more effective than the private sector. This is the kind of person who is the product of decades of indoctrination by our liberal schools and colleges, teaching kids that capitalism is exploitative, it takes advantage of poor people, and socialism is really a much better way to go. And in this guy's case, that is really communism. And I think if you actually start throwing around the C word and challenging him to deny that, that's pretty effective, because there are not really a lot of Americans who, certainly anyone over the age of 50, who grew up watching the communist Soviet Union fall in on itself and watching the terrible degradations of the environment and people's welfare in China. Yes, some people have been elevated in China, but there are millions, tens of millions of actually poor people that communism hasn't taken care of there, too. So I don't think that's something that's going to win a lot of plaudits, but that is a radical statement. This guy is a radical. Honestly, it is just horrifying to me that there is a generation coming up who thinks that what this guy is spouting, it makes sense, because it doesn't. It doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. And so experimenting with the world's greatest city is beyond imagining, but that's kind of what his followers want to do, and it's not going to work.
It's really horrifying, and you're right, it's not going to work. And I too, am very concerned. We were talking to Vicky Palladino, who's a member of the New York City Council, and she actually came right out and placed the blame on the nation's academic system. And she's not wrong, because this is what these kids have been learning. And I think we're going to have – we have a huge generation of millennials, and I would say Gen Zers as well, that have been really propagandized in their classrooms.
There's no question about it. And so, I mean, I have to say, my Fox News asked me to write about that rather startling election outcome, the primary election outcome. And I sort of had a rant, and I was on a rant. I mean, it's sort of like, what did all my liberal, democratic, Jewish friends in New York think would happen when you had 30 years of nothing but leftist propaganda at Harvard, at University of Pennsylvania, in local high schools, wherever you want to look, being fed these kids? They have been taught to hate their country. And I think that is not an excessive statement. I think that's a real statement. And unfortunately, if you go on TikTok, a lot of what's on there is teaching kids to hate America. So I do blame our educational institutions. I also blame parents who don't sit down with their kids and counter the stuff that they're hearing in school. And I think that's an incredibly important thing to do, whether it's politics, economics, history. And Todd, here is my biggest concern about the future. You're going to have AI models that kids now increasingly rely on, many kids like 100% rely on, to teach them, to write their papers, et cetera. And where do you think all those large learning models are getting their information? From the New York Times, from CNN. Yes, the Wall Street Journal is in the mix in some cases, but it is being overwhelmed by leftist media material, which is being fed into those models and which will be fed out. So 30 years from now, when a kid wants to do a paper on the Declaration of Independence, he's going to hear how terrible it was and how what a bad guy Thomas Jefferson was, et cetera. This is something every American needs to prepare for. And I mean that really energetically. We have to fight back because this is going to happen. The only thing I hope, Elon Musk has also an AI model called Grok, and I'm hoping that Elon is going to make sure that at least it's an open forum, as Twitter is, as he made Twitter to be, which includes stuff from the left, but also from the right. Because otherwise, I got to tell you, the way history looks now is bad, but it's going to be much, much worse in the future.
Well, Liz, you're on a tear today. Jeez,
I know. It's really frightening, isn't it?
I'm sort of impressed. I think you're absolutely right here. And again, our two biggest issues, I think, are borders and getting the borders secure and dealing with the nation's academic community. And we have got to get a handle on this. Because look, I have no doubt this guy's probably a really nice kid, a good guy, but the thing is, he has been indoctrinated. If you go through 12 years of education in America, you're going to come out really not liking our country and wanting to change what they think and what they've been taught has been broken about our country. So I don't really fault him. I mean, that's what he's been indoctrinated with.
Yeah. But by the way, his parents were there before him.
They
are part of this process for sure. But by the way, I want you to know, for we have a new baby coming in the family, and I found a book on Island called A is for America. It's a board book. It's a baby book. And it's so charming. It's like, you know, E is for Betsy Ross and D is the Declaration of Independence. I just ordered 5 copies of it. I guess it's going to become my go-to baby gift. Because you can't start too early.
No,
you can't start too early.
Get these
kids thinking good thoughts about our country right off the bat.
Start in the crib. Start in the crib.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Liz, enjoy your 4th of July celebration. Enjoy your family. And we always appreciate your great work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You too. I hope you have a wonderful 4th.
All right. Liz Peek, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Liz was fired up. Good for her. All right. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go right to the phone lines. Ted in Bolivar, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Ted. What's on your mind today?
Todd, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Look, I listen to you every day, and I've listened to the Congress. We can't cut this. We can't cut that. Well, here's the thing that I've always thought. Now, look, if the worst thing that ever happened to this country is when the government decided they were going to take over the financial obligations and responsibilities of a father. From then on, things have just been going downhill, you know?
So you're talking about all the welfare programs?
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just because you want to walk, just because you're a young fella and you got some gal in the family way, and you're just going to ease on out of the picture, why does that make that my responsibility? I mean, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year on this welfare system. I mean, if you can't provide for yourself, how are you going to provide for any of your offspring? And you don't find any politician that wants to stand up there and say, look, quit having kids you can't provide for.
Yeah, Ted, it's a great point, and it's gotten even worse than that, because now there is a literal financial incentive for women to go out there and just popping out babies, and they're literally having babies to get checks from the government.
Absolutely. Now, who's supposed to pay for that? Who, me?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, Ted, that's you, sir.
I'm just thrilled to death about that idea right there. Where do I sign up for that? I mean, that's just, and it's just amazing. I mean, you can't find a politician just stand there and say, look, you are responsible for your offspring. You know, have as many as you want to, but, you know, you don't have any business bringing children into the world. Somebody else has to just dig in and work two jobs to provide for your offspring. That's just maddening to me why people can't see that.
Ted, you're making a lot of sense there in Bolivar, Tennessee. You are a wise man, and you're right. It is high time for us to start talking about moral issues in this country, because honestly, the lack of morality is costing all of us a big chunk of change. Ted, thank you for that. Let's go to John in Jackson, Tennessee, home of Rockabilly, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, John, what's going on?
Oh, God, I tell you what, thing we must remember, sometimes one man makes a difference in what happens. I believe only George Washington could have led them troops to victory in his day. I believe only Abraham Lincoln could have freed the slaves and won the Civil War. Today we have such a man, Donald Trump, and I say get behind him. He'll get this country out of debt. He'll make it great. I say them little corny Republicans need to vote for that bill, get it passed, get it on his desk by July the 4th. That's my opinion.
John, it's a great opinion, and I'm with you. I don't see any other president being able to do what Donald Trump did. I really don't. I don't see any other president having the fortitude. And honestly, he just doesn't care. He doesn't care what people think about him. He doesn't care what people say about him. He's going to do what he believes is the right thing to do, John.
That's right. He's a great man, and I love him and appreciate him. I'm always concerned about him, his safety. But we need to get behind President Trump. He's running wide open. Give him the tools he needs and let him go and leave.
All right, John, you're a good man. Thank you for listening to us there in Jackson. By the way, we just had these numbers pulled up. You ready for how much money you guys spend? You hardworking folk out there, you work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, some of you. We are right now, as taxpayers, spending nearly $2 trillion a year on welfare programs. May I say that again? $2 trillion. $1.1 trillion on the federal level and almost $800 billion on the state and local level. That's what he's talking about. And we got to get a handle on that. Let's go to Bob, Moorhead City, North Carolina. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
hot dogs is the answer to the trivia question.
Yep, Bob, you're a little late, my friend. I'm sorry.
I know. I just joking. I didn't get picked. It wasn't my lucky day. Hey, a couple of things about the BBB. I think that the House should put all the items back in it that the parliamentarian in the Senate tried to make or made them cut because she wouldn't allow it. She's not elected. She won't put in that position to make rules and laws. Send it back to the Senate, fire the parliamentarian, and then lower the debt ceiling by $1 or $2 million or $3 million, a trillion, instead of the five. And then pass it and send it back to the House.
You see, I like this, Bob, because it's a compromise, and I think it's a fair compromise. And you're right. Nobody elected the parliamentarian. She had no business, messing around and putting her nose in all of that nonsense. I like that idea. Bob, I got to run, my friend, and good luck. We'll try to do some more trivia in the next hour. Also want to give a quick shout-out to Mark, who's a truck driver, and Marina. It looks like you couldn't hold on. But, Mark, thank you for listening to News Talk 1400 there in Winchester, Virginia. We love our great affiliate there and all of our great listeners. And, Mark, we certainly salute your service in the Marine Corps. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of the big show coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow. Getting a little crazy outside the courthouse where P. Diddy has just... I think avoided jail. I mean, they found him not guilty on some of the more serious charges, but apparently there's a big crowd forming. People are enraged, Megyn Kelly especially, and now the crowd is trying to hose down Sean Diddy Combs with baby oil. Jeez a Lou. We'll get to more of that in just a little while. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Stern's radio show. And, of course, we are paying very close attention to what's happening on Capitol Hill. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Congressman John Rose from Tennessee. Now, Congressman, I have mixed feelings about this interview. I really do, to be perfectly honest with you, sir. Because
thank you for having me on the show today.
Yeah,
Starnes, I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you stole away one of my favorite people, are the great Ben Dieter, the executive producer of this show, and now I hear he literally has a key to Capitol Hill, and I hear he's doing a great job for you.
Absolutely, doing a great job. One of the best hires we've ever made. So sorry to take him from you, but I learned here on Capitol Hill there is no honor when it comes to stealing good people. So. We apologize for taking him, but he's doing a great job.
That being said, I will not pull a Tucker Carlson during this interview, sir. So we'll have a good conversation together. Congressman, you have been really at the forefront of standing up for President Trump and his BBB. And first, I'm curious, how are things going today? I know there are some folks on, you know, our side of the aisle that are still a little perturbed. Do you think we're going to get this across the finish line today?
I think we will. I know there's some folks who want to see it be better and who are pushing for that. But I think we can get there. And so I think it's just a matter of convincing those few holdouts that, look, this is not perfect, but, you know, it does represent the biggest tax cut in American history for working and middle-class Americans. And so we need to get it done. And so there's a lot more good here. First, you know, and most substantial real cuts in recent history to the federal budget, $1.7 trillion, I think, is the way it's being scored. A chance, if we get this done quickly, to really jumpstart the economy and get the economy and GDP growing at an aggressive rate that ultimately is the answer and the cure to so many of our ills. If the American economy grows robustly, we clear away the impediments in the form of regulations and giving tax certainty to businesses, then the American economy will grow and it will be the path forward. And so we need to get this done. Obviously, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief to seniors that draw Social Security. Just so many good things in this bill.
You know, Congressman, I was in Washington last weekend speaking at the Road to the Majority conference, and I was at the airport, Reagan National, and ran into a guy on the plane bound back home to Memphis, and he is a farmer over in Arkansas. And we struck up a conversation. He listens to the program while he's out on his tractor, and we have a lot of farmers that listen. And he's really concerned about Congress and making sure that Congress is looking after farmers. And I know this is something that's very near and dear to your heart. Can you just let our farmers know that they're going to be protected by the BBB?
Well, yeah. So, you know, one of the most significant increases in the farm safety net in American history. So about $50 billion. Which will, you know, get us through not only the current farm bill, actually extends out 6 years. First real adjustment in base acres and target prices. So a lot here for farmers. We're calling it Farm Bill 1.0, even though it's part of the One Big Beautiful Bill. We'll come behind this with a Farm Bill 2.0 that will deal with some of the remaining issues. But for American agriculture, this is a big win.
You know, I really appreciate, and you have been, I don't know what it is, but your Twitter feed has been on steroids lately and putting out a lot of great content. And one of the things I appreciate you pointing out is that we have got to fix Medicaid. And as you point out, the Medicaid system is broken in this country.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, the Democrats have been saying a lot of things that just aren't true about what the One Big Beautiful Bill does. I mean, really, it's about eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse and getting Americans who, you know, are working age of adults without dependents back into the labor force. And so, you know, that's where the real savings come from here. And ultimately, not only does that cut the cost of Medicaid and preserve Medicaid for those people who truly need it, but ultimately, the impact on the economy will be pretty dramatic because we're getting people, you know, out of the wagon, so to speak, and back out pulling, helping to pull the wagon. And that will also spur the economy. You know, a lot of, I hear from businesses all the time, they can't find anyone to hire. And part of the reason they can't is because, frankly, the federal government's paying people not to be in the labor force. And so the reforms to both SNAP and Medicaid here will get people back into the labor force. And what we know from all of the data is that when you put somebody back to work, when you get them back in the labor force, when they get back in the labor force, not only are they better off, their health is better, their families are better, and the American economy ultimately prospers because of that.
Congressman John Rose, a Republican from Tennessee, joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You know, Congressman, another big concern that people have had, they're wondering about small business deductions. Are those in the BBB?
Absolutely. And you know, kind of two ways to look at that. Maintaining the current 199A deduction that helps small businesses keep their tax rate at a reasonable level and on a par with corporate America. I think that's a critical part of this. If we don't get the One Big Beautiful Bill done, then our small businesses would see their top rate go to 43.6%. It would be devastating for small businesses if that doesn't happen. And I might just point out, you know, when we passed this in the House before, when the Senate passed it, you know, every Democrat voting against it, you know, essentially, they're voting for the biggest tax increase in American history. And so it's really kind of breathtaking that they don't understand how important the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions from 2017 are to maintaining a robust American economy.
You know, the other thing that has really frustrated a lot of folks, and I got a piece of hate mail the other day. A lady, she's in her 60s. She's an attorney. She said she only makes $60,000-something a year, which is a little weird for an attorney. But she said she has $250,000 in student loan debt that as a 60-year-old she is still paying back. And I feel bad for the lady, but why should I have to pay for her clearly bad mistake by taking out loans she couldn't pay back?
Absolutely. And, of course, as we know, the Biden-era proposals for forgiving student loans were essentially asking, you know, if you look at the math, it's essentially asking blue-collar working Americans, hourly employees, to subsidize the student loans of doctors and lawyers. And so, you know, folks should not expect their fellow Americans to step up and pay off their student loans. And, of course, we've got to also encourage our universities all across this country to quit offering a bill of goods to their students when they sell them degrees, if you will, that, you know, that ultimately don't result in professions that allow them to be able to pay back those loans. And I think you'll see Trump administration policy driving us in that direction. And one other thing I'll mention, Mr. Starnes, is that, you know, this bill also includes a cut of the federal excise tax on the purchase of suppressors and short barrel rifles and shotguns. So there's something here even for Second Amendment advocates.
Good stuff. Now, Congressman, before we let you go, I mean, you have literally been one of the workhorses in Congress for a number of years. Now you're running for governor of Tennessee. And we're just curious how the campaign is going out there.
Well, thank you for asking. I got in on March 20th. It was perhaps you might say a little early at that time, not early really by historic standards, but now it's July and it's late. And I'm the only one in the race. And I like to say, as Yogi Berra would say, it's getting late early. And, you know, we're working hard. We've been to all 95 counties, meeting folks all across the state, learning about what they see, the challenges are that face Tennessee, what they want to see for the future of Tennessee. As a conservative outsider and a farmer, businessman, Christian, husband, small business owner, I want to hear from Tennesseans and just be prepared to understand the issues that they want to see move forward. And I think I'm ready. I think the combination of my upbringing and education and my own small business experience, I think equips me well to be the governor, and I've applied for the job, and I hope to convince Tennesseans to hire me.
All right. Well, if you make it back through Memphis again, you got to bring Dieter. You know, he's got a huge fan base out here, and all the ladies love Dieter. And now that you got the guy wearing a tie and a suit and he looks respectable, wow. Well done, Congressman.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate the great training. He's been doing a fantastic job for us, and you noted the communications. He's been really helping us out on that front. We appreciate his help in getting the conservative message out across Tennessee.
Well, we're super proud of him, and we appreciate the great work you're doing, Congressman. Good luck to you out there on the campaign trail.
Absolutely. We're going to get this one big, beautiful bill across the finish line and deliver the biggest tax cut in American history for working and middle-class Americans.
All right, you heard it here first, folks, from Congressman John Rose. It's a done deal. So we will see how the vote goes. We're going to be following the aftermath of it all live on Newsmax later tonight. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. I have to tell you, real quick, about our friends over at VaultUSGold.com. They're one of our great sponsors, and they are great friends to conservatives across our nation. VaultUSGold.com/Todd Starnes. Look, there's a lot of chaos in the world right now, and you know how that goes. You got the geopolitical unrest, and then you got problems on Wall Street. And we've seen it all happen, and a lot of people get nervous because their entire retirement plan is literally based on their 401k. Well, we want to encourage you to diversify your savings and your retirement. And my friends at Vault US Gold can help with that. They are the premier experts in protecting retirement savings with gold and silver IRAs. They've got a top-rated team, and they make rolling over so very fast and easy for your IRA. They want to give you a shield against all the economic chaos out there. So Vault US Gold, their know-how will help keep your future on solid ground. You can reach out by phone, 833-511-4653. That's 833-511-4653. Or you can go to vaultusgold.com/Todd Starnes. They're going to give you a free guide today learning how you can diversify your savings and your retirement. We'll be right back. All right, better throw out another trivia question while we can. We are giving away copies of my brand new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And by the way, it makes a wonderful gift book during this 250th anniversary celebration. We're at 249. We're going to be celebrating 249 on Friday. But the big 250, that is going to be a massive nationwide celebration. All right, here is the question. We need you to tell us the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence. Who was the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Was it Aaron Burr? Was it Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin? Aaron Burr, Thomas Jefferson, or Benjamin Franklin? Give us a call if you know the answer, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. All right, I've got to go back and play some audio here. This is just driving me bonkers. So there's a guy, I mean, these liberals are going slap crazy nuts over this kind of stuff. So the liberals literally think that the alligator Alcatraz is actually some sort of a concentration camp, like a Nazi concentration camp. You had Joyless Reid, the ex-MSNBC host. She said that it was a concentration camp for black and brown people. And then this guy says that Trump is actually taking cargo planes loaded with illegals, and he's dumping them in the ocean. Take a listen.
I can't believe I just heard this. Did you know this? Trump, he has ordered the illegals to be shackled, flown out over the ocean, and thrown out into the ocean. That's right. How is it possible? Just taking people, just ripping them off the streets, ripping your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. He's taking them, putting metal on them like the slaves of the past, flying them out over the ocean, and throwing them out.
Oh, God. No.
What kind of heartless person does that?
Oh, my word.
He's got to be stopped. What do we do? We've tried everything. We've tried to arrest him. We've tried to get him in court. We've tried everything. And now he's throwing people out in the ocean to be eaten by sharks and whales.
Oh, God.
What has America become? The fascists, they're feeding us to the fish.
You can't make this stuff up. These people are losing their ever-loving minds over this. I don't know what to do. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. The leader of the free world, they're loading people up into Spirit Airlines jets, and then they're literally shoving them out the back of the airplane so they become fish food. Yes, sir. That's exactly what's happening. These people have lost their ever-loving minds, ladies and gentlemen. They've lost their ever-loving minds. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's say hello to Teresa in Georgia. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing well, Teresa. Thank you for asking. So you got big 4th of July plans lined up?
Yes, we have a few people coming in, and we're going to do some cooking and fireworks and have a great time, I hope.
Oh, that'll be fun. Do you have any particular thing on the menu that you guys like to do every year?
Well, pretty much the basic stuff, but I make a really killer potato salad.
Is that right? Now, do you put a little mustard in there? Is yours mustard-based?
Of course. Yeah. Mm.
There's nothing better than good mustard-based potato salad.
I know, that's right.
All right, Teresa, let's try to win you a copy of my brand-new book here. You got to tell us the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence. Who was that?
I believe that would be Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, he was the old fogey of the group. Yeah, that's right. Teresa, he was 70 years old. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this about our founding fathers because they're wearing the powdered wigs. Most of these guys were under the age of 40. Isn't that amazing?
Really? Mm-hmm. That is crazy, man.
Aaron Burr, 20 years old. James Monroe, 18. Andrew Jackson, I think, was 12. and Alexander Hamilton, 21. There you go. Hey, Teresa, hang tight. Miss Cassie is going to get your info. Congratulations. Hope you enjoyed that book. We'll be right back, everybody. All right, welcome back. It is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and I am telling you, the left, they're losing their ever-loving minds over this alligator Alcatraz. You heard the one guy who's alleging that Trump is using airplanes to dump illegals over the ocean, and I want you to listen to this gal. She's saying that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis actually installed incinerators at alligator Alcatraz. Cut six.
In case you don't know what's going on, a girl on TikTok came on here and said that one of her neighbors received a government contract asking them to install a bunch of incinerators at Alligator Alcatraz. They're installing incinerators at Alligator Alcatraz. Alligator Alcatraz is on indigenous land. It's like protected land. Two, there are migrants. There's people being washed ashore with shackles on. People are finding people on beaches wearing shackles. This is the level that we're at. There's another girl on TikTok who is tracking flights, government flights, or like leaving migration detention centers, and they are just going out into the ocean and then turning around. Just going out and turning around. The flights are not making it to their destinations. 2 + 2 does not equal 4. You understand what's going on right now. There's another guy on TikTok who said that he got pulled over by the cops. He's an American citizen. He just happened to have a Spanish last name. And they went and they looked through his information. They were like, we can't find you in any system. He's like, well, he had like several IDs because he lived in a couple of different states. He was like, well, I have this ID. I have that motorcycle ID. I have this. And then the cops were like, oh, you can thank your friends at ISIS. So they're taking people, American citizens. He's white, by the way. He just had a Spanish last name. They're taking people who have American nationals who have Spanish last names, removing them from databases so that when they get pulled over by cops and people like that, they go, oh, you're not in the system. You're an illegal immigrant. You're an illegal alien. So they can detain them. Do you understand what's going on right now?
Oh, my word. They're burning people alive at Alligator Alcatraz. They're barbecuing them. Their barbecue is like a Brazilian barbecue. They're barbecuing them. Oh, they're putting dry rub on the illegals.
Well, these people are nuts. Do we have any verifiable reports of people washing up on Cocoa Beach in shackles? Do we have any of those reports? Just get back to me. Let's go to Billy in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. All right, Billy, help me out here.
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
Good, good.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, just about the time I've heard the most outlandish, craziest thing in the world come out of the Democrats' mouth, then they up it another one and do it again. I can't believe the only thing they can think about, I guess they hate Trump so bad, that's the only thing that's on their mind. They don't have any idea about anything else.
You know, they don't, Billy. And people actually believe this stuff. They sincerely believe. You heard the guy, you know, beforehand. I mean, these people are not right in the head.
No, they've lost their ever-loving marbles. I think they're just on the verge of insanity.
Yeah,
they haven't already got in there.
No, I think you're right there. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But clearly, they believe, and I'm telling you, just wait until tonight. Somebody will be talking about this on CNN or MSDNC, and then it takes on a whole new life of their own. And the White House will come out and help to say, no, we're not loading illegals onto Spirit Airlines and dumping them in the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean.
I wonder if they pay somebody to think up all this crap.
Yeah, well, it could be. Crapola is the appropriate word here, Billy. No need to apologize. Yeah, it's a great question. Billy, appreciate the call. 901-260-5926. Let's check in on that guy. I think the guy's still going at it. Oh, my God, I am going at it. They're turning the illegals into
into courses at the Texas State Brazil. Oh, God. They're charring them.
I wonder if they do put dry rub or do they barbecue sauce? I don't know. Mustard based? Let's go to Carrie in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Carrie, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just have one real quick comment. You said these people have lost their mind. No, you can't lose something you never had to begin with.
Fair enough. I'll give you that one, Carrie. But again, Carrie, the idea here is, and going back to the Obama administration and the Biden administration, they were literally housing these illegals in literal cages with no beds, nothing. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen the videos, but Alligator Alcatraz looks pretty nice for, you know, for a detainment center.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the videos, so.
Carrie, were you surprised at how quickly? I mean, they did this. They built the whole thing in, what, under 8 days?
And no, I'm not surprised, you know.
I want to know who was in charge because I want to bring them to Memphis and fix the potholes.
Memphis needs a whole lot of everything in addition to the potholes being fixed, too.
We could use our own Alligator Alcatraz, couldn't we, Carrie?
Yeah, we could.
All right. Carrie, got big plans for the 4th of July?
No, not really.
All right. Well, enjoy the day off at least and grab some barbecue somewhere. Carrie, thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I don't know about you, but I have been so happy now that I've switched over to Old Glory Bank. It's really a remarkable bank founded by our good friend Dr. Ben Carson and Larry Elder and John Rich, the great country music singer. And Old Glory Bank, FDIC insured, and it's not just any bank. It's a bank for people who are concerned about getting canceled by the big guys, right? And we've seen the reports, we've seen the congressional testimony, and unfortunately, a lot of conservatives and businesses that skew conservative, lean conservative, have been canceled by the big guys. Well, Old Glory Bank, they don't do that. They protect your privacy, and they will not cave to the cancel culture mob or a political agenda. So I want you to go and check them out and see if they're a good fit for you. I think you're going to be very surprised by what you see. OldGloryBank.com/Starnes is the website. OldGloryBank.com/Starnes. Go check them out, and I think you're going to be very impressed with a bank that supports our freedom. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today. And we will also be broadcasting live tomorrow. So going to be a lot of fun, and we'll do some more Independence Day trivia on tomorrow's program. I want to play some audio here. This is CNN, and they are just really beside themselves on changes happening within the Democrat Party. Now, we saw these changes coming, and this is not a surprise to anybody that's listened to our show because we've been talking about this, but the Democrat Party has really become a party of radical anti-Semites, which is sort of strange because in the past it was a liberal party, and you had a very large Jewish voting demographic in the Democrats, but not anymore. Cut number four.
Andrew Cuomo, during the primary, attacked Mondani as being insufficiently pro-Israel. I'm not quite sure the former governor understood how much the politics have changed around this issue among Democrats. What are we talking about here? All right, who Democrats sympathize more with, Israelis or Palestinians? In 2017, the Democratic Party was a pro-Israeli party. Look at this. They sympathized with the Israelis by 13 points, more with the Israelis than the Palestinians. But look at this sea change. Now Democrats sympathize more with the Palestinians by 43 points. Oh, my God. That is a change in the margin of 56 points over the course of just 8 years. So all of a sudden, it's the pro-Palestinian position that actually reigns supreme in Democratic politics, not the Israeli position. And that is part of the reason why Mondani was able to do so well in this primary, because those attacks over Israel, simply put, did not ring true for Democrats. They're now on the side of the Palestinians, not the Israelis.
Yeah, I mean, it's great news for the Republicans, but it is bad news for Democrats. And going back to something President Trump said on the campaign trail, what Jew in their right mind would be a Democrat right now? I mean, it's a great question. It really is a terrific question. Also, Scott Jennings over at CNN, who, by the way, is now getting a talk radio program, that news breaking today. Scott Jennings got into it with a panel over these Medicaid issues that are at the center of the Democrat outrage over the BBB. Cut number three, please.
On the Medicaid piece, though, there's obviously going to be a big debate about this. I mean, there are like almost 5 million able-bodied people on Medicaid who simply choose not to work. They spend 6 hours a day socializing and watching television. And if you can't get off grandma's couch and work, I don't want to pay for your welfare.
I don't know where you're getting those numbers.
CBO.
CBO says there are 5 million Americans who are sitting on their couch watching television.
Regardless, this kicks 17 million.
That you just cited.
This kicks 17 million people off of.
False.
The 17 million people.
And the numbers that we have...
Well, give
just
me the numbers that you
just
all
so
have.
That we're
so
all on
all
the same
level,
page.
Level set it from the
Let's
same
level set. And the numbers that we have, the Senate version, 11.8 million people left uninsured by 2034. The House version is 10.9 million. So the Senate version is a little bit more aggressive.
Well, there you go. And again, if we've got 70 million people in this country out of 300 million that cannot get off of their lazy boy and get their fat butts to work, we got problems in this. We got big problems in this country. All right. Let me jump into this Diddy Combs, this P. Diddy thing. Is it Sean Diddy Combs or is it P. Diddy? P. Diddy. All right. We'll call him Diddy. So, look, the question is, did Diddy do it? And according to a jury, no, actually, he did not. The most serious charges. And people are going bonkers. Megyn Kelly is enraged right now, dropping F-bombs all over the place. So Diddy had been accused of all sorts of heinous behavior, sex trafficking, and racketeering. He was facing life in prison, by the way, but he was only found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution. He was found not guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. Regardless, the guy sounds like a pretty... you know, sleazy creep and a pervert. Count one, racketeering and conspiracy. Count two, sex trafficking by force. Count three, transportation. That was the guilty verdict. Count four, sex trafficking. And count five, transportation to engage in prostitution, which, by the way, is like a 10-year sentence. So the jury deliberated 13 hours over 3 days, and they found him guilty on the two lesser charges. And each of those, again, carry a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. So Diddy is very happy, and he is excited about all of this. And they're hoping they're going to have a bail hearing this afternoon, 5 o'clock Eastern. No doubt we'll be covering that on Newsmax. But, man, what they were accusing this guy of was just insane. You know, he was hosting all these parties, and all the Hollywood celebs and politicians were, I mean, it was like basically an orgy. So here's, I mean, again, according to Breitbart, prosecutors had accused Combs of being the boss of a decades-long criminal group who directed loyal employees and bodyguards to commit myriad offenses at his behest. The alleged crimes included forced labor, drug distribution, kidnapping, bribery, witness tampering, obstruction, arson. Of course, he was found not guilty of all of these things. To find Combs guilty of racketeering, the jurors needed to find the existence of a criminal enterprise and that the organization committed at least two of the offenses, and they couldn't do it. They could not do it. Maybe we will hear from the jury. But this guy's a sleaze bag. I mean, he's really sleazy. Combs was once one of the most powerful figures in the music industry, and he had vehemently denied all the charges. And again, he may be a sleazebag, but most of the people in Hollywood are. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, we've seen the stories. We know what's out there. Everybody knows who R. Kelly is. Unbelievable. So people are really upset. I mean, what are they going to do? So Combs was charged with sex trafficking two women. Singer Cassandra Ventura, can't say I've heard of her, and a woman who testified under the pseudonym Jane. Both were in long-term relationships with Diddy, a hip-hop powerhouse. They each testified about abuse, threats, and coercive sex in wrenching detail. They both said they felt obligated to participate in sexual marathons directed by Combs with hired men. Man, everybody's a pervert in this story. Combs's lawyers insisted the sex was consensual. They conceded domestic violence was a feature of his relationships. There's that video, right? Isn't that the video where we saw he was beating and dragging the Ventura gal, caught on security video? At the very least, the punishment should have been somebody should have beat Combs and dragged him down the hallway. Sickos. And while all this was disturbing, the defense argued that it did not amount to sex trafficking. So again, it's disgusting. Everybody involved needs to go to church. Prosecutors in their final argument tore into Diddy's team, who said they had contorted the facts endlessly. The prosecutor said in his mind he was untouchable. The defendant never thought that the women he abused would have the courage to speak out loud what he had done to them. I mean, some people are now comparing this to O.J. and how O.J. got, I don't know. I haven't been following the case that closely. The guy's just a sleazebag. What do you want me to say? Anyway, I'm curious here because people are saying it doesn't matter that he's not guilty. He's guilty. Yeah, okay, that's okay, but he's not guilty. I'm sorry. That's what the jury decided, not me. So if you're going to yell at somebody, it's not me. But man, Megyn Kelly is fired up. We were going to play some audio. I can't play that kind of audio. Sorry. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So now they're wanting Sean Combs. Is Diddy the given name or is that a nickname? I've got to do a better job of staying up to date with my hip-hop news. Anyway, it was an eight-week-long federal trial. And, man, he does love to, he loves the powdered sugar, as they say, this one. Just saying. All right, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, a couple of things we're going to be paying very close attention to. Of course, we'll have the very latest on the Diddy Combs sex trafficking case. Will he get out of jail? Will he go back in? We will find out this evening. We'll carry that live on our Newsmax show. We are also waiting for Congress. They're going to be voting very soon on the president's BBB. We're going to keep you updated on that story as well. By the way, it's ToddStearns.com, the website. Go check it out. Great stories for you there. Also, some free resources. You can get our newsletter, podcast, all free of charge. You can also download our app, and you can listen to the Todd Stearns Show wherever you are across America. All that available at ToddStearns.com. All right, we got to scoot out of here, folks. It's been a great, great day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Get out there and be good, America.